Whoa, we are recording.
We're back in the studio.
Back.
How's everyone? How are you? It's been a bit, dude.
It's been a minute. Well, the fair was here, and then we had 14 guests in a row cancel.
Vacation.
Not really, but
I took vacation.
Yeah, you took a
vacation. I was at the lake.
I know.
Saw some bears.
That sounds fucking horrible. I'm not gonna lie.
I saw bears. I was on a boat. I went swimming. It's pretty fucking chill.
That's dope.
You didn't say we're live. We're in the studio.
Well, you said we're in the studio, so I just let you roll with it.
Your name is Tim, and my name is... Oh, I thought you were going to go with it.
Mr. Corey?
Yeah, see,
okay,
we're switching roles for a sec.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about... we're going to talk about Hitler today. Mainly what I believe a super strong story... That he did not die in the bunker, and that the corpse that Russia claims to have found and still has is not his.
I 100% believe in that as well. This is something we agree on, a conspiracy theory.
The first biggest thing is the skull. Russia has let the skull be examined once.
And it was like female.
It was linked to a 35-year-old female.
Yeah.
The blood turned out to be to a male. But
yeah.
Come on. Pathologists, I guarantee they got that right, that it was a 35-year-old female.
You know.
You don't just.
Who looked at it? I don't remember. Who was like.
I think it was two independent labs. I'm not 100%
okay.
on that. But.
Huh. Yeah. I remember when, like, I remember that news when they were like, where did we get to study?
Never got to see anything else but this skull. Which obviously would lead the conspiracy theorists to believe that they don't have anything and they just need this pile of fucking
bones yeah. somewhere that they found.
The next biggest thing is, and a lot of the stuff I'm going to reference is from Tim Kennedy, who did the show Hunting Hitler. If you guys haven't watched that show, it's legit. Some of it is poor. I don't want to say poor acting because these guys aren't actors, but you can tell some of it was for show.
It was all. It was. You what you can say is some of the situations were
some
set
of the
up.
Situations were set up, but the actual evidence and the declassified documents, that's all fucking legit. The FBI really did spend millions of dollars after the war investigating, looking into the fact that Hitler did not die. They spent millions of dollars,
dude, they
searching for him.
Not to sidetrack, but they probably spent millions upon millions upon millions on shit we don't even know about, though.
Well,
too.
That's the whole point. They always do. But the fact that the FBI spent millions of dollars trying to find his whereabouts, because simply they obviously didn't believe it either.
So, do you think he died of old age?
Yes, I unfortunately, which like a lot. So, let's back up to answer that question. What they found out was a lot of those old officers. Now, we're talking like 10,000 Nazi soldiers, like ranking all the way up to... I don't want to say Eichmann, but a couple of the other high-profile guys.
Well, I mean, wasn't Eichmann found?
Yeah. That's why I said I don't want to say that. He was one of the guys who came to America, I believe.
No. He was one that got caught down in South America.
Oh, well, who was the guy who came to America that started a whole life here?
We talked about him once.
Yeah.
And I read that. I watched the episode.
Yeah.
It kind of pissed me
off.
He's got
his own series.
Well, he was not who they said he was. The entire time, but he was still John the Butcher is
yeah.
who they said he was.
Yes.
Went to trial. Turned out it was not him, but oh, motherfucker,
he
you
still
were a Nazi
yeah.
piece of shit.
Yeah. So anyway, the 10,000 people, you know, migrated to South America, Argentina, mainly Chile, or
mm-hmm.
Chile, however you want to say it. I don't know why. I like the details of that are like unclear because I don't think they're worried about extradition. I just think... The Chilean government believed a lot along
oh,
the lines.
They basically
that they
just
didn't
turned
like,
a blind eye to it
well,
all.
Well, they didn't like Jewish people either.
Correct.
Because there was an actual excerpt that I read from one of their newspapers that says something along the lines of, good job, you know, ridding the Jews of, you know, them, but send them elsewhere. Meaning Jewish people were flocking there and then Germans were welcome there.
Yeah.
So 10,000 SS soldiers... all the way up to supposedly Hitler fled there. And now on the show, as you saw, there's fucking hundreds of communities and they estimate hundreds of thousands of direct descendants from Nazi Germans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
And like Tim and the guys in the show said, they were in the middle of Chile. They would go into a parlor to get a drink, and it's like old Berlin, Germany.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's like old Germany, yeah. Like SS stuff. Like,
oh, yeah, there's Bavarian towns all down German. That way.
Yeah. It's, dude, the evidence is just fucking piling. Like, one of the doctors who did all the experiments, he set up a hospital down there and did experiments on Chilean kids, too.
For twins.
It's fucking weird, man. But to talk about actually Hitler, I think there's too much evidence. I think there's too much of a probability that he went there. I just, there's no way he didn't.
So, okay.
If everyone else escaped there, he had to have. He was their number one priority.
Absolutely. Why would you have like a number two or a number three make it, but not the number one?
He was
too narcissistic to go down with the fucking country. Like, the rest of you are going to go down. I'm fucking, nope. He's fucking Hitler. He was a narcissistic piece of shit. As, you know, it was. So, I feel...
Yeah, there's no way he didn't.
I feel like he would have made it out. However, if you read all of the reports and shit, the man was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, he had tons of fucking medicine. So, I don't know if he made it super long while he was, you know, when he made it out.
But he had access to a lot of funds. Because another thing,
but did they still have funds?
Because if you watch the show, well, most of this came from the gold, unfortunately, from the Jewish guy's teeth and their that they stole and the rings that they stole.
How do you sell gold that you?
They melted it back down.
But like, how do you sell that?
You just sell it as a gold bar.
Really? Is that something you can do?
Well, yeah, anybody can melt gold.
But like, and sell it as a gold to like, I guess I've never looked.
I don't know how you actually go through the purification process. But the point I'm getting at is, all of those families, like they investigated, like we're like third and fourth generations away from that now. They're finding out that these people still have millions of dollars. How do you flee Germany, move to Chile, and these officers were already millionaires? That doesn't make any sense. They had a lot of war money.
Look at the U-boat.
Exactly.
The U-boat that showed up in fucking Chilean waters.
Exactly.
How many months after the war?
Exactly. Wasn't even supposed to cross that big of a body of
water. And then, like,
water.
Disappeared again. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like.
And there's speculation that Hitler didn't even get into Argentina until 1955.
Interesting. I've never.
That's a long fucking time.
I've never heard that one.
That's 10 years after he's supposed to have died, right? 45.
I don't know. I don't know when he died, like when he was unfortunately, I'm not like, I enjoy the conspiracy of thinking that he died in Argentina or something. Cause I mean, look at how many, like you said, there is the, there's a bunch of little Bavarian towns down in South America. One other thing, there is the weird, like German compound. That I don't know if like there's a weird German compound down in Argentina, and I don't remember the name of it, but like the videos that I've seen of it are like literally brief glimpses of like, we can't show you much because if we get caught filming, we are fucked. And like,
well, they're like trying to fucking bring it back. It's weird.
Do you think
they were? Yeah, because like Tim said, they were actually. And I can't remember the actual details, but they were actually trying to implement the
Fourth Reich.
The Fourth Reich. They were trying to do that in Chile. Like, there were plans set in motion to do that.
You have to have a backup plan.
Exactly.
Because if you're going to go down, backup plan that shit.
This, of course, won't be, like, the most accurate, and it won't be all of them, but these are, like, the alleged escaped theories to Argentina, right? So, this is Philip Citrone's claims. Now, I don't know if he's an actual reporter or if he's a CIA, but a declassified CIA document released in 1955.
Oh, dude, he's a former self-proclaimed...
Former SS trooper.
But he's self-proclaimed.
Yes.
So, that...
it's never been
grain
verified.
Grain of fucking salt, unfortunately.
He left Colombia around 1955. That's a long fucking time. And then here's,
well, wait,
here's,
he left Colombia around 1955?
Yes. So he left Colombia for Argentina. So I'm wondering if they took 10 years to get shit built up in Argentina to be...
Well, and that's... Okay, so for the fjord. Remember, so they did find... Go ahead and pull it up real quick on... Yeah. There was a fortress found in a...
Tons.
Well, okay, so... The fortress that was found in the, was it Amazon or no?
Which one? Are you talking about the one on the island?
No, because that one's fucking crazy. That one was Bariloche. Bariloche is insane.
Because
I don't think I've ever seen, I don't think anyone's seen inside
why,
of it.
Why when you type in Nazi, the third one down is Nazi flag for sale.
Dude. Fucking
what the fuck?
What have you been looking at, Tim?
No, this ain't mine. This is Google's recommendations based
on
search histories.
Are you logged into it?
No. I'm not.
Okay. I was going to be like, Tim, it's based off your search history.
I've never searched the word fucking Nazi on this computer.
Okay, Nazi Fortress, Argentina. Okay, go to images.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull this
now
shit
now, you
up.
Guys aren't seeing this, but...
okay, so
Google.
Look at that first picture. First picture of it.
Is this the one where they found the tile in the bathroom and shit?
Tile in the bathroom, yeah. Like fucking medicine
it was
bottles
Bavarian,
of medicine.
It was Bavarian shit, so they
it
don't...
was Bavarian themed as well.
Yes.
Like, in the middle of the fucking jungle. And they're like, well, and this isn't a normal type of, like, place. This would be, like a fucking nice house.
It would have been a nice
all
two-bedroom.
The way up the hill,
yeah.
You've got those little spots with turrets and shit.
Yep.
Like, come on.
Dude,
you're going to tell me that some low-ranking piece of shit Nazi is in
and
there
see, what I'm
instead
thinking,
of the piece of, biggest
I'm
piece of shit of all?
Is there was no pre-planning for Argentina because they didn't think they were going to lose. So the fact that this guy's claim that Hitler took 10 years, now whatever he did in Colombia until then, but dude, they fucking built a lot of shit. There's so much Nazi stuff in the forest and in the entire country of Argentina.
It was Andes. By the way,
the Andes,
the Andean
fucking,
jungle.
Fucking nuts, man.
Totally Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and then the other place is Bariloche.
Yep.
And then Bariloche is the other place that I don't know if you have. Oh, it's only going to pull that up. Whatever.
Well, you might have to type in Hitler behind it.
Oh, whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's. It's that huge fucking house that's like.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we had a fucking. Dude, there was a. Hold on.
Go to images. Or go to maps.
I'm pretty sure it's this house right here.
In Alco.
This fucking thing right here.
Yeah.
This is a goddamn, like.
How did we get a giant. Like, how did we get a picture that close?
What do you mean?
Because we haven't seen inside of it, have we?
Well, this thing's vacant now. Obviously.
Oh, so we've seen people have been able to...
This is a theory that Hitler would have lived here.
A fringe theory?
Yeah, nobody believes any of these theories.
Really? Interesting.
And one other shitty thing is that... right here. Investigators on the History Channel series Hunting Hitler, which is what we were talking about, claim to have found declassified documents and have interviewed witnesses indicating that Hitler escaped from Germany and traveled to South America by U-boat. He and other Nazis then allegedly plotted a Fourth Reich. Such conspiracy theories of survival and escape have been widely dismissed. Contradictorily, in 2017, the series was praised by the tabloid-style National Police Gazette, which historically was a supporter of the fringe theory. While calling on Russia to allow Hitler's jawbone remains to be tested... After being featured on the series as an expert on World War II, author James Holland explained that I was very careful never to mention on film that I thought either Hitler or Bormann escaped because they didn't. Why be on the fucking show if you then you retract
money.
Anything? I honestly think that.
Fucking money.
I think
it's
being
a
fucking douchebag.
It is one of those things.
Regardless, the point you were making is like, I mean.
He very well could have died. He very well could have died. But I...
There's no fucking way he died. How are there hundreds of thousands of these Germans
and
clearly
Nazis?
You don't not get Hitler out.
Oh, yeah.
You don't not get Hitler out. The fucking skull that Russia has, because they got, is a 35-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I'm trusting our science on that one.
You know, and it's one of those that, like, in this instance, seeing would be believing.
Seeing what?
Proof. Like, yeah. if you can show me proof that he died or he didn't die in the bunker, either way.
Some of these pictures obviously are like this one. This one is a picture taken of 54.
But at the same time, I've seen enough people to be like, I've seen doppelgangers.
Yes.
And that's the worst part. And they're black and white photos.
If that guy didn't have a mustache, I mean, he'd just be another Joe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
I can't. That's hard. You know, like, I don't know, man. There's a ton of stuff. Let's see what this other one. Grey Wolf. The book Grey Wolf. Oh, Gerard Williams. That's the other investigator in the show, Hunting Hitler. Number of U-boats took certain Nazis and Nazi loot to Argentina. Were supported by future President Juan Perón. I don't know.
Well, and that's another thing. It's like, where did all the lost treasure go to?
It's in Argentina. As claims received by the FBI stated, Hitler allegedly arrived in Argentina, first staying at Hacienda San Ramon, Bariloche, then moved to a Bavarian-style mansion in Inalco, which is this picture right here.
Yeah, that giant-ass mansion.
Yeah. And then Eva Braun left Hitler in 1954 and moved to Necuan with their daughter. And Hitler, Ursula, and Hitler died in February of 1962.
So Hitler had a kid. Is that a known fact? I did not know that about him.
Eva Braun has descendants, and they actually tracked him down in the show, but they were no comment because they want this all behind them.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Dude, I wouldn't want.
Dude, if my grandma was a fucking, was banging Hitler.
Okay, let me ask this. If your grandparents were willing Nazis, would you?
No, you'd be ashamed.
100%.
Unless, like, if an investigator came up to me and was like, hey, you know, like, something may spark from any knowledge you may have, you know, do you want to talk about it? I'd be like, first off, I don't fucking roll with those people, but I'd like to help you out in your investigation. I can honestly say that.
Huh. Okay.
You know? Why not fucking rat them out? They're a piece of shit.
See, and I'm on the opposite end. I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
I want to be done.
I would talk to them, yeah. But like, I don't know. If you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I knew that my grandparents were Nazis, which I know for a fact they were not.
Yeah, it's safe to say.
So it's one of those that I'm like, I would absolutely disown anyone in my family if they were claiming any sort of like white nationalist.
Dude, you never fucking know.
Nazi, like, no, and that's why if anyone of my family members were to say something like that, which thank God they would not. But if any one of my family members were to say something like that, it would be instantly disowned. I would never fucking talk to him again.
Yeah.
I'd probably punch him in the mouth right there.
Yeah.
Actions have fucking consequences.
I agree.
But yeah, back to
so
whether or not Hitler died.
I wanted to just search up the estate that he supports.
They had fucking guard towers.
As the war rapidly coming to a close with disastrous results, work began rapidly on a estate called Inalco, far up a finger in Huapi. This estate was built in 1942 for a German entrepreneur. Perón, which was the soon-to-be president, frontman for German companies, but in reality it was to be the home of Adolf Hitler.
Allegedly.
The only access to Inalco was by water, usually by boat, but occasionally by plane. To reach the estate in one direction, it was necessary to pass immediately off this watchtower, as we see in the photo shoot from 2018. Or from 2008.
That's fucking years.
There were sleeping quarters and cooking facilities for a dozen or so men. Well, obviously, that's a fucking guard tower.
But, like, why? Why was it there?
Well, it began work. That is a picture of, if a boat would approach a bunker off the cliff
that's
overlooking, that is legit a bunker. Okay. You have seen photos of the main house and the boathouse in the preceding chapter, but there were guest houses as well as support and servants' quarters. I mean, dude, entrepreneur doesn't need, well, some maybe, but back then, this was definitely for someone like Hitler.
Someone who had a fuck ton of money who could afford it.
Many more photos to be seen on their website. Fuck, let's fucking check it out.
That sounds like a sketchy website, sharkhunters.com. Think they actually...
How'd they get access to the fucking thing is what I want to know.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Is this just like... I don't know. Dude, it's about a book. They're trying to make you buy their book.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to sign up.
Oh, I'm not going to sign up. I just want to...
Yeah, bro, you're not going to find pictures.
I was trying to find some photos. Anyway, so let's go back to here. So,
I mean, the question is, how many Nazis actually made it out?
10,000. Over 10,000.
And that's a known fact.
No. It was over 10,000, just Argentina. So, basically, what a big draw to this was everyone wanted their scientists for all of their nuclear programs.
Oh, dude, we took a bunch
of
fucking...
U.S. took them. Russia took a couple. But it was a race. It was a race, right?
Yeah.
And
for space.
Chile wanted to fucking build some...
Atomic weapons
to blow up Jerusalem.
Huh. I did not know that part of it.
According to Hunting Hitler. And actually, that's not even according... That was according to Tim Kennedy on the Joe Rogan show. But anyway, that was the plan. Because they hated the Jewish people just as much as the Nazis, which would make sense why they fucking went there. But anyway, everyone was fighting for these scientists, right? And they deflected and went back and forth and back and forth, so... I mean, dude, it's been proven that there's been a bunch in America, too. They all got jobs with the government.
Not all of them, but
a lot of them.
Dude, we took a lot of their scientists and shit.
Yep. Okay, so let's check this out. When our small group came, I'm still prefacing.
You said came. Continue, sorry.
The now deserted estate. As we walked across the grass, one of the boat captains began goose-stepping with his right arm high in the air. When asked what he was doing, he said he knew who had lived there.
Wait.
He was, like, fucking Nazi saluting?
So, they just showed up on the property and this dude just started fucking, like,
The boat captain started doing that, as in, like, hey, I know he used to live here, and he started...
I would have shot him on sight, fucking punch in the face.
When asked who he knew, he said that his father was a caretaker here in the 50s, and that the captain grew up here as a kid. He smiled again and set off with his right arm in the air, goose-stepping across the grass. Kurt Tank... The brilliant aeronautical engineer who designed the FW-190 fighter plane escaped Germany via Norway to Argentina, where he designed fighter planes for Argentina. He lived out his years in Bariloche. SS Hatzumifur
Eric Briebke
made it to Bariloche shortly after the war. Shortly after war, he became headmaster of the German school in that town. Even today, there's a large German school and a large German cultural center. Where he stood trial and convicted, he served life sentence under house arrest.
Well, yeah, because he was old as fuck at that point.
Yeah, but why not just kill the motherfucker?
Agreed. But it's...
These men came to this town, seemingly like transplanted Bavarian village at the foot of the Andes. They came because there's a large community of similar people from the Reich, obviously. I mean, they had fucking huge-ass parties, dude. Like, according to the... Investigators, they had massive, massive parties.
Oh, dude,
people and all people
they have German communities down there, like they were just saying.
Full on.
Like, why?
The above photo shows U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower on a visit to Lao Lao in this 1960. One can only wonder what the real reason American president was at a resort so far from anything shortly after the war. Why did he go to that resort in that country?
1960?
He was talking to Hitler. Peyron was eager to help these men escape. First was the vast sums of money they brought with him. Yep. Nuclear power. Richter, he's the guy who is setting up that nuclear base on that island. Wow.
I think Hitler killed... Like, I honestly think he made the trip over. And I don't think he lived much longer, unfortunately, because he was sick.
Oh, I fucking think he lived for goddamn ever, dude. Because the biggest pieces of shit in life always live a long time.
Saddam Hussein?
I mean, he was still old. But we killed him. I'm talking the biggest pieces of shit who escape.
Well, we didn't kill him.
Well, he died in jail.
No, Saddam, he was hanged.
Oh, they hung him after they found him in the ground.
Oh, yeah, fuck
that's yeah. Right.
You didn't watch the videos that's that were right. posted everywhere? And then Osama,
sorry,
he was
Osama.
Old,
but he was still old.
They were old when things were happening.
Yes.
So like, that doesn't. I mean, that's the part where
there,
you're like,
dude, there's just nothing else. There's no one else like Hitler who is shrouded in secrecy,
mystery
about his
of
actual
him,
death.
Of his death. Yeah,
yeah. Like the art.
Well,
dude,
for a villain. Because there are people that they're
oh, yeah.
absolutely shrouded in debt, like
dude,
mystery.
South,
but
the Brazil thing, well, Argentina, there's just too many coincidences. It's not totally impossible for all of these Germans to get out of the country.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, they did.
they fucking obviously did. It is kind of strange that lots of them are confirmed SS officers.
Well, I mean, dude, they had a tunnel from where like Hitler's mansion was to the airstrip. Like,
yeah.
They had a tunnel from the airstrip to like a road.
And the fact of this property here, which it's just abandoned. That'd be so fucking weird to walk around.
But I mean, not even just that property. All of the random.
Ruins they find in the middle of the jungle.
Ruins they found in the middle of the jungle,
dude,
that they found Nazi things in
them. Those
are
stopping points when they were sneaking in high level.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if the president was on board, why would you have to sneak him in? That part, I don't really understand, but.
Just because, dude, you don't want anyone taking him out.
I agree.
So, yeah, you have to sneak him in.
Yeah. Man. It's fucked up. But, hey. So this would be a lot less believable if Russia didn't have a skull that scientifically belonged to a 35-year-old.
So let's ask this. So I believe he made it over and then shortly after died because he was just too sick.
Shortly?
Shortly as in like within 5 years. Okay. Because that's a short time for me. What would you say? Is Tim tired?
Just like the doctor. I can't remember his name, but he performed all those fucked up.
Yeah, the twin shit. Yeah.
Stuff in Germany. He set up a hospital in Chile. That motherfucker died on a beach in his 90s. You know, lived out his fuck. I think that happened with
Hitler.
But
he wasn't sick, though.
I don't care if he's sick or not. Hitler had all the money to get treatment, which whatever it was back then.
So you think that he,
yes,
still
he
had the money
time.
With it?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I think.
How did they sneak it all out? Because I've seen things that like
the money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a good point because it's gold back then.
Yeah.
It weighs a fuck ton.
And I mean, but they also had like,
but dude,
the stolen shit like the paint because they never recovered a
like,
fuck ton of paintings
like,
and shit. Were
exactly.
they selling them on the black market?
Like these guys in Hunting Hitler said, how do all of these communities? They're wealthy ass German communities.
Mm-hmm.
Those people got their money somehow.
Second day.
It wasn't from fucking hard work. Some of it might have been, but they influxed this country already wealthy from the 50s.
Oh yeah.
But there were so multi-millionaires in the 50s. They got this shit there, dude. But
so
yes,
you
like you said, the vast huge collection of paintings, gold,
stolen shit that they just
stolen
took.
Shit. They fucking well cuz they would just rob the shit out of
everybody. Interesting.
I mean, how much money and wine
either,
did they find in his
way,
fucking bunker?
Either way, we are on the agreement that he did not die in his bunker.
There's no way he did.
He was too. I feel again. He was too narcissistic of a person to go
mm-hmm.
down with this country.
No way he fucking did. I don't think he was even there.
He was a narcissistic piece of shit who thought so highly of himself that he would not have let himself.
And
die.
It just never. When I was a little kid, I used to ask. Because I watched Band of Brothers at a really early age.
Okay.
And the episode where they accurately portray, like, the concentration camp just
yeah,
it fucks you up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you always ask people, like, okay, well, what were wrong with the Jews? Well, they didn't have blonde hair, blue eyes. Why? Neither did Hitler.
Nope. Yeah.
That was always so fucking weird to me.
100%.
Lots of SS officers didn't, actually.
Nope.
That was always so fucking weird to
me. It's because they were of German descent.
Yes, that was always so. That was always so fucking strange to me.
Yeah,
So
Aryans were the perfect race.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you were of German descent, 100% pure German descent,
yeah,
you were okay too.
Well, lots of Jewish people were half.
Yeah, but you have to be pure.
Uh-huh. It made no fucking... And that part, as a kid, you don't think past...
No.
Other levels. It was just always so weird. But no, there's no fucking... Dude, the evidence is fucking high. I mean, I would love to just be like, yeah, he fucking died. Let's move on with it. But I like to question stuff.
Yeah.
And there's too many big fucking...
There's too many things that are...
There was one other point I was going to make. There was... Aside from the fact that the FBI, years after, is...
We're still investigating and still getting reports.
We're still spending millions of dollars getting reports and investigating where he is. We didn't believe he died either.
No.
Which makes sense because Russia's like...
We would have taken down the reports and just left them.
Because Russia's like, hey, we've got his body, but nobody can touch it. Okay, that's kind of fucking...
Well, and then we entered the Cold War with Russia right afterward, so...
So this also was crazy. Before you read that, when do you think the very first narrative on him not dying came about?
I would probably say probably months or the hours after he died, because, dude, people were conspiracy theorists. That's what we are.
Okay.
So I would say within hours.
See, I was thinking this came about, not I don't want to say recently, but long after. Dude, literally in 1945, on orders from a Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin. So Stalin... made this guy who was
Marshall.
He was Marshall, so that would be a Soviet general, a pretty decorated one.
Marshal of the Soviet Union.
So Joseph Stalin made his marshal, which would be like an admiral, I guess, tell the country in a press conference that Hitler did not commit suicide, but he escaped Berlin. Okay.
And that month, 60% of Americans thought he was still alive. Yeah, dude.
68. Damn near 70% of the fucking country.
Again,
asked how Hitler had died, Stalin said he was either living in Spain or Argentina.
Ding.
How the fuck?
Fucking ding,
in
dude.
In 1945, how the fuck would Stalin just say, oh, he's in Spain or fucking Argentina? No, dude, the KGB was probably fucking investigating this shit.
In 1946, British newspapers repeated comments from a Soviet officer that said it was a very poor double. The charred body was a very poor double of him.
The Russian garrison who claimed that Hitler had gone into hiding somewhere in Europe. The different disinformation propagated by Stalin's government has been a springboard for various conspiracy theories.
So that is another thing. Stalin was a piece of shit, too.
Yes,
so like,
absolutely. A fucking
are we
going
to believe him, too?
Also,
Americans were believing this as well.
I understand that, but you bring up a good point. Was he saying that to deflect from some of the shit he was trying to pull?
Oh, he could have been.
Because, put it this way, at that point, Hitler was technically a bigger piece of trash than him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't...
And as soon as Hitler was gone,
exactly,
he was in the spotlight.
Who's number one shitty
person.
So there is some merit to that. I do agree. But...
The fact that... Almost 70% of Americans during that month afterwards were like, yeah, dude, we think he's still alive.
In October 1945, the France Soir, which is a paper, quoted Otto Abetz, a Nazi ambassador to Vichy France during World War II, saying that Hitler was not dead. 1946, an American miner and Baptist preacher, William Henry Johnson, began sending out series of... So this guy pretended to be a fucking letter. Or pretended to be him by writing letters. Okay, so evidence.
Bro raised $140,000.
Yeah. Did you see the equivalent?
Yeah.
Oh, 15 grand back then.
Yeah.
So here's some evidence. At the end of 45, Stalin ordered a second commission to investigate Hitler's death, in part to investigate rumors of Hitler's survival. May of 46, a skull was found. Ostensibly, what does that mean? Like,
I don't know. Google it.
Is that like another term for like curiously, where, you know, like ironically? Ostensibly.
I'm an idiot when it comes to words like that.
Apparently, or
but
perhaps.
Not actually.
Okay, so we're just gonna say apparently in the crater where Hitler's remain has been exhumed. Okay. It consists of part of the occipital bone and part of the parietal bones, which...
Skull.
The nearly complete left parietal bone has a bullet hole, apparently an exit wound. In 2009, an episode of History's Mystery Quest, archaeologist and bone specialist Nick Bellatoni examined the skull fragment. So how the fuck did they... Which Soviet officials had believed to be Hitler's?
The bones seem very...
So hold on, hold on. In 46, they found this.
A fucking, like, what, year later?
Yes.
Year in however many months?
In 2009 is when...
Yeah, dude, I remember when they
announced when they let this happen, and Soviet officials still believed it was his. Did they never test it in those 50,
fuck
in those
no,
60
why,
years?
Why would you test it? You just believe.
The bone seemed very thin for a male, and the sutures where the skull plates come together seemed to correspond with someone under 40. A small piece detached from the skull was DNA tested, as was blood from Hitler. So far, the skull was determined to be that of a woman.
And then the blood was a male, but you can't sell...
Neither former Soviet nor Russian officials have claimed the skull was the main piece of evidence. Instead, citing jawbone fragments and two dental bridges, the items were shown to two associates of Hitler's personal dentist. His assistant, blah, 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 and longtime dental technician, they confirmed that the dental remains were Hitler's and Braun's, Eva Braun's, as did Blaschke. Yeah, but were those people just paid off to say that? You
it's very
that.
Possible, dude. That
Your Hitler's
money,
fucking dentist. How wealthy is that
way.
Piece of shit, right? According to blah, 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 disputed these dental remains in his 19th. Also speculated Hitler probably died in the bunker after being strangled by his valet. Never heard that one. No evidence support that. Yeah. FBI documents declassified by the 1998 Nazi War Crimes Disclosure Act. I'll have to read that fucking act. Which began to release online in early 2010s, contained a number of alleged sightings of Hitler in Europe, South America, and the United States. Holy fucking shit. So, the FBI,
some of
which
we say
said
he changed his shit.
The though. FBI, which we said was spending millions of dollars to, they obviously did their fucking work. They have a shit pot of, I want to fucking read that. Shaving off his toothbrush mustache. Although some notable individuals speculated Hitler could have survived, including General of the Army Dwight Eisenhower.
And JFK.
Shit. Mid-45.
But this is the issue. The documents state it could never be verified.
No, of course. The documents state, historian Javen notes that the FBI was obliged to document such claims no matter how erroneous or deranged they were. Well, yeah, you got to document everything, but... If Eisenhower and JFK believe it, dude, for me, I don't want to say like the smoking gun. The fact that Stalin.
Seeing that still, again, we
he
were.
He might have been
a,
deflecting.
Yeah, we were in a. He was put in the spotlight at that point. He was a piece of shit at that point.
Wait,
we were in
what's
a war.
This? What's this? Hold on. So this is.
I'll bet a dollar to
this is from an FBI file. A 1945 note initiated JFK speculating that Hitler could have escaped. So JFK wrote this. I'll bet a dollar to a donut that Hitler is located right in New York City. There's no other city in the world where he could so easily be absorbed. No doubt you have
considered
this possibility, but I maintain it.
Mention it for
I
what
mention
it's worth.
It for what it is worth anyway. Wow. That's fucking crazy.
So again, it's possible.
It's possible.
So your whole thing is he lived a happy life all the way to the end.
I bet he did. However long that end was, I don't want to say he lived till he was 90, because I don't actually know his age when he was supposed to have died either.
Wasn't he in his 40s?
That's a pretty young leader for an entire country, isn't it?
No.
No?
Fucking King Tut did it when he was like, what, 13?
12. Yeah, but that piece of shit was so inbred. Did you see it like... If you actually look at figures of what he'd probably look like, he's got a cleft, like his fucking foot's all fucked up. He's probably got 8 limbs.
He had he did have a cleft.
Yeah,
like,
he's all sorts of fucked up.
Yeah, so he died. Okay, so it says, according to whatever, he would have died when he was.
Check this out. There's also a theory right here. Check this out, dude. that Hitler escapes?
56 is when he would have died.
Okay, so here's a different theory, just in a different novel. Hitler escapes from Berlin with the intention of rethinking South America, but is secretly captured by Soviet commandos under Stalin's orders. He is imprisoned in Moscow and later executed.
I mean, that one definitely could have happened, too.
Oh, that definitely. So one thing I don't think happened is that the U.S. somehow captured him alive. There's no fucking way.
No, and I don't think that he killed himself at the bunker.
He obviously did not kill himself. Him and Eva Braun did not kill himself.
She might have.
Let's look up.
Because when did she? Because how old was she when?
Well, she died in the bunker. They found her remains too.
Well, there was two remains, right?
Yeah, it was Hitler's and Eva's.
Okay, so
supposedly.
Hmm.
She was a real piece of shit too. You just know that.
33. So again, what? A woman under 40.
Yeah, I know. They could have found. So they could have found Eva's fucking.
And she could have died in the bunker.
She could have.
Do you think?
Right here, her cause of death was cyanide poisoning, though. So, no, because that skull had a bullet wound. I wonder how they determined cyanide poisoning. Okay, so let's read into Nazi Germany once collapsed. Braun swore loyalty to Hitler and to be by his side. Why did he take to this photographer once? She even attended public events with this piece of shit. Relationship with Hitler.
I don't care about her relationship with Hitler. I just want to know how she died.
No, me neither. We're getting there. Marriage and suicide. Braun traveled from Munich to be with Hitler at the Fuhrer bunker. If people don't know what the Fuhrer bunker is, it's a big, huge, giant, massive fucking compound. Close after midnight on the 20th. Hitler and Braun were married in a small civil ceremony within the bunker. The event was witnessed by Joseph Goebbels, a Nazi politician.
And Martin Bormann, that other piece of
1 p.m. on the 30th of 45, Braun and Hitler said their farewells to staff members of the Inner Circle. Later that afternoon, reported to hearing a loud gunshot. After waiting a few minutes, Ling, accompanied by Hitler's SS adjutant Otto, which was this his right-hand man, a mid-ranking officer...
In the Waffen SS.
He became Hitler's personal blah, blah, blah. Anyway, entered the small study and found the lifeless bodies of Hitler and Braun on a small sofa. Braun had bitten into a cyanide capsule and Hitler had shot himself. The corpses were carried up the stairs. See, this makes no fucking sense.
And then they burned it.
This.
And then they supposedly took him out and burned the bodies.
Yeah, Hitler's dentist identified dental remains of Braun and Hitler. Okay.
Within like 10 days, like 12 days, 13 days, something like that. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think he died in the bunker.
Her mom lived until 76. Can you imagine being that fucking, can you imagine being that old lady? Check this out. Her mother, who lived until the age of 96, died in 1976, lived out her days in a farmhouse in Bavaria.
Dude, but she probably had nothing to do with it. Like,
I
that
know, but still. Her father died in 1964. Dude.
Yeah, see, the rest of them weren't part of the Inner Circle because it was
just
her.
Well, dude, she was a photographer, and then Hitler just fell in love with her somehow.
Let me show you my dick.
I guess. It's fucking weird.
But yeah, he definitely did not die in the bunker.
Not. There's no fucking way. I feel like, we could go on forever. This is going to deserve more.
So, let's go this. Where do you think he died? We'll end this way. Where do you think he died? We know you think he lived till he was
at
like 90s.
Literally at this compound, I would be willing to bet he died here.
In the Anelco house.
Yeah. Why else would he just, why would you leave that place? It's only accessible by boat. It's got guard towers all over. That's somewhere Hitler lived.
Interesting.
100%. It's kind of weird to look at that patio and go, Adolf Hitler may have very well stood there.
It's gross. I don't like it. Burn the fucking house down if that's the case.
I think they should. How can they prove?
But they can't. They can't prove that he
they can't prove shit. I wonder who owned it.
No one ever knows.
Well, there's got to be ownership records in some government documents somehow.
But that all could be fucking forged, dude.
Well, dude, it could just be companies upon companies or people upon
shell
people.
Companies. So you're saying in the Anelco house. I'm going to say in one of the fortresses.
In the jungle?
Yeah.
In a shitty little...
In a shitty little... I hope that's how he passed.
Well... Yeah, me too. It's kind of shitty already that he escaped. So I kind of agree with what the statement you're saying.
However, okay, but so maybe
I bet he died in a mansion.
I don't think he made it to an Alco because remember we were talking about that government or the German weird town compound.
Yeah.
I think he made it there.
Sure.
And unfortunately didn't make it out past that. So I'm going to say he died in like 50. No. Yeah, we'll say like 50 in that little compound because he didn't make it all. Well, when was the Analco house finished? That's the other thing. Damn it.
See, this, I mean, there's
click
right
on
here.
That little link, Analco house.
I did. This is all it takes me to.
Oh. 1950.
Yeah, and it just says he lived here some years after 1945. We don't know. If we knew the actual address of this place and we could, like, keep Googling and, you know, figure out stuff there.
Yeah, damn it. We're never going to find it.
In 2018 episode of Expedition Unknown, secured a rare excursion to revealing little except for some old kitchen utensils in the basement. Using a metal detector on the ground, host Josh Gates located a Nazi coin, leading him to conclude that Nazis could have used a house. Of course
but
they could
But not necessarily
have. No,
Hitler, because we never will know.
But still...
So, yeah.
Reveals. So this isn't Hunting Hitler. That's on Hulu, you said?
Yeah, it's on Hulu right now.
Reportedly built this by the same architect as the Anaka House, looking over the lake, situated closer. Dude, it's just, that's like the perfect storm. Why wouldn't you want to fucking live at that place?
So
we already. They,
I'm going to go
can,
with you.
You can already prove
about the
that
Anaka House then, but I'm going to still say 1950.
He only made it to 1950.
I'm going to say he only, I don't think he... He might have had money, but I don't think he had the right type of money to get what he wanted.
Dude, it's a fjord. He had anything. These families, Corey,
okay,
they still have generational wealth.
Money,
how else?
Money can buy almost everything. It can't,
yeah, of
it can't
course
buy you life forever.
No, of course. And their technology was
sick,
their technology was less than.
Exactly. So if he was super sick at that time, like we think he was or know him to be.
Yeah.
I don't think he made it much longer than 5 years, but he made it comfortably, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I highly doubt he fucking... Regardless of what the dentists all say, there's just a... There's no way.
It's his personal dentist. Fuck them. They were Nazis, too.
I fucking agree.
We'll end on that note. Fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis. Peace out.